Welcome to Point Radio Cast, episode 19. This is Johnny, and today I'm going to play some tunes for you. It's been a month or so since I put out an episode. This time we're going to focus on a single band, a band that's been at it since the late 70s, and are still putting out quality albums in this day and age. Many of you probably heard about them. If you've been listening to me, I've played them before. The band is Bad Religion, and we're going to explore their entire catalog here. You can find me at pointradiocast.com, pointradiocast@gmail.com. You want to shoot in an email. If you go to pointradiocast.com/music.html, and there's a link on the homepage to get there, you can click through the site, you can purchase any CD that I'm going to play today, and I'll let you know where all this music comes from, how you can find it. So like I said, this is Bad Religion. Through the decades, man, they started in 1979, they were formed in L.A., either in November or December. That was Greg Graffin and Brett Gurewitz. And they've been there the whole time with the band. The other bros kind of flowed in and out, but those two dudes have been with them since the beginning. Greg Graffin does most of the singing, and then Brett does bass, and he also sings sometimes. So these dudes went from straight-up garage punk rock to the punk-hardcore combo sound that they got today. And the cool part about it, like, I mean, I just looked up some photographs of Greg Graffin just to make this episode, as, you know, as part of the theme, whatever. And the dude, I was like, holy shit, man, is that him? He's looking pretty old these days, but I guess we all are at this point, right? So these dudes get criticized a bit for being a bit nerd punk, and they've always had a bit of a left political slant as well. But it's always made sense to me, and I've always enjoyed it, so I'm going to share it with everybody here today. So let's fucking get on. We're going to do two songs from every CD they've ever put out. It's going to be a fun long episode, because these dudes, like I said, been at it for a long time. So without further ado, let's get to the first couple tunes here.
No one loves you like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and money. Because neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And what better way to show your love than to dig deep into your pockets? Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again, because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. Please give a $10, $25, or $50 tax-deductible donation, and I assure you your modest pledge will be used to censor TV and radio, ban questionable books, and contribute to many other godly services. No longer will young Christian Americans hedonistically indulge in masochistic submission to rhythmic music, or with your monetary support, there is no end to what we can achieve in this country. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. In God, faith, trust, sinners are bad. Can't you see what we believe in? Our thoughts and our dreams of a suit of life and liberty. Happiness we cannot taste, because the truth of a mighty voice from far to tell your real choice. I am in the chase of love, sacred servant once more far. Voice of God is government, the voice of God is government, the voice of God is government. If we show God and Jesus Christ, religious love is sacrificed. Not for God, it's shown the cash. Don't accept, they're my trash. I repent that we receive our money, that's what God needs. Build a $1 million church, the money spent on God's search. Voice of God is government, voice of God is government, voice of God is government. On late night TV, God can heal a certain voice you cannot feel. Love for money and God's name, it's just not what TV gave. Money spent on God's return. Money spent on God's return. Voice of God is government. 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 Voice of God is government.
All right, those first two tunes there were from How Could Hell Be Any Worse, which came out in 1982. The first song was Latchkey Kids, and the second tune was The Voice of God is Government. Each of these CDs are rated on a 1 to 10 scale. I think these guys got a lot of really good stuff. I didn't realize it even until I started rating all these CDs, but this one I put at a 6. If you like that old school, raw, punk rock sound, then that's a CD for you. Really solid. There's a bunch of other good tunes on there as well. There's Fuck Armageddon, This Is Hell, In the Night, Damned to Be Free, and White Trash. All great tunes, all from that CD. Like I said, that was How Could Hell Be Any Worse from 1982. Moving on to the next two songs. We'll be right back. Alright, those two tunes were from Into the Unknown, which came out in 1983. This CD, I rate a little bit lower. I rated a 4 out of 10. And I didn't really think there were any other songs that really stood out other than the ones I played. This CD is more rare. You don't find it so often. But those songs were Chasing the Wild Goose and Losing Generation. So that was 1983, Into the Unknown. Next up, here we go.
Above us lay the burdens, below us lay the truth. We're somewhere in the middle, and we're all just looking to. Is someone watching over you? Inside they know what's best for you. Just as that tomorrow, it's the day as now it's here. But no, it isn't Jesus. Take a look at all your peers. They're all looking down on you. Inside they know what's best for you. Everybody knows 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 what's best for you. Anticipation, breed apathy. I sit on my ass all goddamn day. A misanthropic employee with nothing to say. What you must do all you can. Break all the fucking rules and go to hell with Superman and die like a champion. Yeah, hey! Hey, I don't know if the billions will survive, but I believe in God when one and one are five. My moniker is men, and I'm rotten to the core. I'll tear down the buildings just to pass through the door. So do what you must, do all you can. Break all the fucking rules and go to hell with Superman and die like a champion, yeah, hey!
All right. Jumping forward 5 years, those tunes came off the CD Suffer, which came out in 1988. I rated this CD a 6 out of 10 as well. This is really solid. In terms of full CDs go, those tunes were Best For You and Do What You Want. A couple other real standout songs on that CD are You Are the Government, Give You Nothing, and Suffer. That's the CD here, Suffer, with the real iconic cover art. It's got a little punk rock kid on fire, wearing a Bad Religion shirt, just looking like he's burning up. I actually have that tattooed on my leg, about 12 inches high. Real fucking cool old school stuff. That was 1988 and Suffer CD. Moving right along.
Well, the sheaves have all been brought, where the fields are washed away, and the palaces now stand, where the government's all laid, and the times is the end, when the slaves are those to use, but we don't wish to admit what it is we have to lose. Millennium coming, the modern age is here. It sanctifies the future, yet renders us with fear. So many theories, so many prophecies. What we do need is a change of ideas. When we are scared, we can hide in our reveries. But what we need is a change of ideas. Change of ideas, change of ideas. What we need now is a change of ideas. There's a place where
place in the whole fucking world. It's made of candy canes and planes and private juju trains and the meanest little boys, most innocent little girls. And you know, I wish that I could go there. It's a road that I have not found. And I wish you the best of luck here. Drop a card or letter to my side of town. Cause there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. But baby, I'm amazed at the hate that you could send. And you been in my entire world. But I don't have the turpentine to clean what you have soiled. And I won't forget it. There's a place where everyone can't be right, even though you're made determined to be imposed. And it describes the qualifications. It's where everyone has been and where everybody goes. So please try not to be impatient, for we all hate standing in line. And when the fun is getting fucked, you'll be there without a thought. And eternity, my friend, is a long fucking time. Cause there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. But baby, I'm amazed at the hate that you could send. And you been in my entire world. But I don't have the turban done to clean what you have soiled. And I won't forget it.
Okay, 1 year forward, 1989. That was off the No Control CD. I rated this one really high. I gave it an 8. This CD's great, man. Those tunes were called Change of Ideas and You. Some other standout tunes from that CD are No Control, I Want to Conquer the World, Anxiety, and Automatic Man. Really solid CD. This might be one of them starting points if you want to just jump into a Bad Religion CD. But there are some really good ones coming up too, so maybe hold on. But like I said, that was No Control from 1989. Next up, here we go.
Shut off the TV and peel off the Sunday gloves. And I'll stain the clean that you've been counting. Old Mr. Fetcher passed by here today. After 40 years of toil, he just up and walked away. Fantastic the panic that shone in his eyes. He shrugged when I asked him about it. He said, young man, pay heed, you listen well to what I say. Now there comes a time for a man to walk away, walk away. And I'll be determined that no one shall dissuade on my way. I'll sure take some time and burn all the bridges that I'm leaving behind. He passed by again and he was shivering from cold. I'm not sure, but I think that he was trying. He told me about the weather and something on the pain. But tomorrow he said, I'm gonna surely walk away, walk away. I'll be a parade and I'll be determined that no one shall dissuade on my way. I'll take my sweet time and burn all the bridges that I'm leaving behind. Determined that no one shall dissuade. Society is meeting here today. Spaceship Human is well on its way with great determination and no destination.
Okay, 1 year for it again. Those two songs were from 1990's Against the Grain album. I rated this one really high. I gave it a 9 out of 10. This is a great CD, man. Almost every song is really good. Those two tunes were called Flat Earth Society and Walk Away. Some of the real standout songs from this album: Modern Man, The Positive Aspect of Negative Thinking, Anesthesia, Faith Alone, Against the Grain, 21st Century Digital Boy, and Unacceptable. Really solid CD. Like I said, it was 1990, Against the Grain. Back in the day, the 21st Century Digital Boy song was actually on the radio, so they got a little popularity with this one. But great disc, highest one I've rated so far. Moving right along, here we go.
Like a rock, like a planet, like a fucking atom bomb, I'll remain unperturbed by the joy and the madness that I encounter everywhere I turn. I've seen it all along in books and magazines, like a drink before dying, like a photographic scene. There's a far behind the window, there's an ugly laughing man, like a hummingbird in silence, like the blood on my door. It's a generator. Like the blood on my door, wash me clean and
cheap inspiration on a warm summer day. A safe stall in the middle of a rough community. A neighbor who in times of need will not turn away. Hey, I ain't no politician. I am a citizen and I wonder if I'm living too far out of bounds. Community protection, rehabilitation, police officer with a legitimate right to maim. Global awareness, ecological guilt, cultural and environmental awakening. Hey, I ain't no optimist. I'm trying to be a realist. I wonder if I'm thinking too far out of bounds. Is it too much to ask? Could it be the earth is shaking? I can see the walls closing in. No one can take much for granted anymore. Remote control, because for every family, corruption at the expense of the simple majority. A violent clash, a plunder of the third world, and the wretched war that bolsters our economy. Hey, I ain't no place to border. I'm a conscious citizen, and I know that we are living too far out of bounds.
Okay, 2 years forward, this brings us to 1992 with the Generator album. Again, another really solid album. I rated this one an 8 out of 10. Those two tunes were the cover track, Generator, and Too Much to Ask. Some other really good songs on this CD, Heaven is Falling, Atomic Garden, The Answer, Fertile Crescent, and Chimera. All great tunes, really solid CD from 1992 there. That was Generator. Moving right along.
The false sincerity, the fun that is driven by the big computer. there's a nuclear bomb. The kids are no moms, and I'm fearful that he's inside me. Yeah, we've got the American Jesus. See him on the interstate. We've got the American Jesus exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day.
And all the king's men had a riot for 2 days and nights. Well, the city exploded, but the gates wouldn't open, so the company asked him to quit. Now everybody's equal, just don't measure it. Well, Henson did it to Hester, and Mark David did it to John, and maybe Jack did it to Marilyn, but he did it to South Vietnam. For beauty and glory, for money, love, and country. Now everybody's doing it. Don't do that to me. A bitter debate and a feminine fate lie in tandem like two precious babes. Well, former gets warmer, it's the latter that matters, except on the nation's airways. And custodians of public opinion state that captivating disgust in her eyes. Lay hands off her body, it's not your fucking life. Now I don't know what stopped Jesus Christ from turning every hungry soul into bread. And I don't remember hearing how Moses reacted when the innocent firstborn sons lay dead. Well, I guess God was a lot more demonstrative back when he fed boy and he parted the sea. Now everybody's praying, don't pray on me. Said everybody's praying.
Okay, on to 1993. These dudes just pump shit out, man, year after year after year. 1993, that CD was called Recipe for Hate, and those two tracks were American Jesus and Don't Pray on Me. Don't Pray on Me is one of my all-time favorite tunes. I love that song. I rated Recipe for Hate a 7 out of 10, so a really solid rating. Some of the other really good tunes on this CD are Struck a Nerve, My Poor Friend Me, and Skyscraper. Real solid effort from 1993. Moving right along.
A people shock, keep violence back, and the children are hoping for a heart attack. Tonight the windows are watching, the streets are conspiring, and the lampposts can't stop crying. If I could fly, spin with stupidity. Oh, and I see hunger on a homicide. Loving brothers suicide. And on the octave breeze who pick his hide and hide. The Lord is scratching at my door. My lonely paper's got the scores. The human interest stories. And the obituary. Oh, yeah, cockroach nests.
obituary. Oh yeah, create a fire cat, warm looks back. How many angels can you fit up on a mat? I wanna know why Hemingway cracked. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Life is the crummiest book I ever read. There isn't a hook, just a lot of cheap shots. Pictures to shot, and characters an image of a never dream.
One more year in the future there. It's 1994's Stranger Than Fiction album. Also rated this one a 7. Again, that's a solid number. This is a great CD. Those two tunes, a title track, Stranger Than Fiction and Hooray For Me. A couple other really good tunes on this disc, Incomplete and Better Off Dead. Really solid album from 1994. That was Stranger Than Fiction. I'm going to jump ahead a few years. Here we go.
Yeah. just drunk sincerity. It's all just drunk sincerity. In midterm family assembly, boys began in the blue tube. The numbers crept up higher and the hawk stayed out of view. Then the general said, we don't want our boys dead. Your sons and your husbands will be coming back here real soon. There's hope in the words and emotion in the eyes. It's so easy to be misled by the savvy gentle guys. And like fools, we trust the delivery. But it's all just drunk sincerity. It's all just drunk sincerity.
From 1996, those two tunes were off The Gray Race. I rated this CD a 9. Really awesome effort. First tune was called Punk Rock Song. Second one was called Drunk Sincerity. Again, one of my all-time favorite tunes there. Some other real standout songs from this CD: Them and Us, A Walk, Empty Causes, Pity the Dead, Streets of America, 10 and 2010, Come Join Us, and Cease. That's almost the whole CD shouted out as great tunes. Like I said, I rated that one a 9. That was The Gray Race from 1996. That'd be a really good jumping in point. You want to pick up some Bad Religion there. All right, going to jump ahead a few more years again. Here we go.
We all know politicians only go just halfway there. Try our best to make some sense.
keeping you busy, counting days, catapulting you through the haze. Blind to virtuosity, ignorant of your sanctity, revealing you in so many ways.
Okay, from 1998. Those two songs were off No Substance. I rated that CD an 8 out of 10. That's another really good effort and a really good CD. The first tune was called Sowing the Seeds of Utopia. Super awesome track in my opinion there. And then In So Many Ways was the second one. Some other real standouts from No Substance from 1998 would be Shades of Truth, All Fantastic Images, No Substance, Raise Your Voice, and Mediocre Minds. Great effort there. Again, that was No Substance from 1998. We're going to jump ahead two more years again. Here we go.
Prioritizing.
from the year 2000. That was off the New America album. I rated this one an 8 as well. Those two songs were A World Without a Melody and A Street Kid Named Desire. Some other real standout songs on this album: A Thousand Memories, Whisper in Time, I Love My Computer, The Hopeless Housewife, There Will Be a Way, and Don't Sell Me Short. All great tracks. Again, I almost called out the whole CD as being really solid there. So that was the New America from the year 2000. You can see their sound so far has stayed pretty solid, recognizable. Yeah, they haven't really changed a lot from the time they got out of the garage. Okay, we're going to jump ahead 2 more years to their next album.
It's a matter of prescience, no, not the science fiction kind. It's all about ignorance and greed and miracles for the blind. The media parading disjointed politics founded on petrochemical plunder, and we're its hostages. If you stand to reason, you're in the game. The rules may be elusive, but our pieces are the same. And you know if one goes down, we all go down as well. The balance is precarious, as anyone can tell. This world's going to hell. Don't allow this mythological monster to exact its price. Go to now, we can't do nothing. I think someone else will make it right. You might not think it matters now, but what if you were wrong? You might not think there's any wisdom in a fucked up punk rock song, but the way
Okay, from 2002, those two songs were off The Process of Belief. I rated this one a 6 out of 10. That first tune was Kyoto Now. Again, I think that's a really awesome song, talking about the Kyoto Protocols. Second tune there was Sorrow. Some other real standout tracks there would be Supersonic, Destined for Nothing, and Evangeline. Great tunes from 2002's The Process of Belief. Moving along.
Coming back for more to even the score.
Okay, 2004, The Empire Strikes First. It's at this point you can hear their sound beginning to evolve into what they became today. It's a little more fast-paced, a little more hardcore, a little less punk rock. I rated this CD a 6 out of 10. Those two tunes were Sinister Rouge, the opening track, and then Los Angeles is Burning. Some other real standout tracks from this CD is All There Is, Let Them Eat War, God's Love, and Live Again. So this CD is transitional for them as far as I'm concerned. You'll notice the next few CDs, the sound goes more in a hardcore slash metal direction. Still, I think it's all really solid, but you do notice some evolution happening at this point. That was 2004 with The Empire Strikes First, so we're going to jump ahead here.
Sisters, this is what he said, you leave beloved, you'll be beloved.
Okay, from 2007. Those two songs were off of New Maps of Hell. I rated this CD a 5 out of 10, which I think is still pretty solid. Most CDs I've purchased in my life, I'd say, were probably a 2 or 3, and they're not even CDs I keep. I buy it, I listen to it, I'm disgusted, I just get rid of it, donate it, or sell it online, throw it away. Anyway, those two songs were Dearly Beloved and Fields of Mars. There's another really great tune on this CD called Grains of Wrath. New Maps of Hell, solid. I'm sure you noticed the slight sound change there, a little more fast-paced, more hardcore. That was New Maps of Hell from 2007. We're going to jump ahead 3 more years here.
Do you remember when we were young, adventure had no end? Those were the days, my friend.
Close to the end here, finally. That was from 2010's The Descent of Man CD. I rated this one a 6 out of 10. Still keeping it up. That first tune was The Day That the Earth Stalled. The second one was The Pride and the Pallor. A couple other real standout tunes on this disc would be Only Rain, which is really, really good. And then The Devil in Stitches, also a solid tune. So again, I'm sure you could tell, this is more fast-paced music, more hardcore-ish. That was from 2010, The Descent of Man. We got one CD left. So from 2013, those two tracks were off of True North. This CD, I rated a 4 out of 10. It's still solid. I kept it. I'm glad I own it. Those two tunes were True North and The Island. All right, one of the issues is I think I evolved over time, too, and I just didn't listen to this kind of music so much. My taste slowed down a bit. But these dudes are still rocking some fucking serious hardcore, but there are times I still put this on and very much enjoy it, so... All right, that's it. That's Bad Religion. Through the years, man. They've been ripping it up. Probably heard all the highlights there. If not the song itself, definitely the name. Giving a shout-out. It's weird. They're also educated people, man. Greg Graffin works at a university. He's got a doctorate. They're not dummies like the rest of us. So solid stuff, worth checking out. You know, if you want to talk about it, you want to know anything more, man, hit me up. I'll get back to you. You can hit me up, pointradiocast@gmail.com. The website is pointradiocast.com. You can submit a band if you'd like. Email that in. If I play it, you don't get shit but a little airtime. It is appreciated. I do get a lot of feedback from people. I've had a couple really good suggestions come in. Some music I picked up and have been very much enjoying listening to every week. So cheers to the crew that write in once in a while, and your time's appreciated. And even if I don't respond right away, I do read it, take note, check shit out on YouTube right away, and if it's good, I pick it up. So I appreciate that. I'd also like some feedback here on what you think about the show format, covering one single band. Is it too much? Does it work? Because I could do this with a couple other bands too. If there's a band you'd like to see me do this on, let me know. I'll check it out. We can probably explore some of that. If you want to put together an episode, let me know. I got a couple people that have asked about that, so it ain't too picky. It's free form. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, there's not many rules either. Play music, play good tunes, shit you like. Don't have to be something other people like, because who cares, man? Just nothing too political, nothing racist, nothing fucking too irritating, I guess, but in that regard anyway. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Don't forget, go to the site, click on the music link, click through Point Radio Cast, buy some music. You could buy these CDs, you could buy digital copies all through the site just by clicking through, mostly on Amazon. I get to wet my beak, the band gets paid, and we keep getting good music. So that's all I got for you.